Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Santana. How may I assist you today?
Hi. I just got a notice from my bank that I used your company, and I don't know what your company is.
Could you provide me with your zip code?
10019.
Your first and last name, please.
ANNBROOKS.
I did find an account for that name. Could you provide me with your full shipping address?
300 West 55th Street, Apartment 4A.
Thank you for that information. Give me 1 second while I look over this account.
And they put it in twice, and they tried to put it in today, but they stopped it.
Okay. Okay, I do see where you went online to sign up to receive our Platinum Ultra Smartwatch. And that's a gadget where you only pay the shipping and handling fee in connection to welcoming you to the...
No, I didn't order nothing. I didn't order anything.
Okay, ma'am, because I showed that the watch was shipped. Let me check the shipping information.
Nope, I did not get it, and I did not order this. This is fraudulent. And you're going you're charging me $67 twice.
Give me just a second, ma'am, before I can locate this tracking number.
But what is this?
Okay, ma'am, I do show that it was delivered to your mailbox on June the 10th at 2:29.
What was delivered to my mailbox?
The smartwatch.
No, I have a watch from AT&T. I don't need a smartwatch.
Well, ma'am, it was delivered to your mailbox in this.
Well, I didn't do it, so it's fraudulent.
Okay, so you want to be transferred to the fraud department, and I do want you to know that we do take our fraud very seriously. And
yes, I do.
Okay, I'm going to place you on a brief
hold. Let's stay on the phone. How are you guys going to charge me $67?
Ma'am, if you said it wasn't you, I can process. I can get you transferred to the fraud department.
Okay, fine.
Okay, ma'am, I'm gonna go ahead and get you over to our to our fraud department for further assistance. I'm gonna place you on a brief hold.
Thank you.